Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson, and this is a recording. This is Astrology Boo number 38, and it's dedicated to those crazy mental Sagittarians. I was trying to think of words beginning with S, maybe sassy Sagittarians. Spicy is maybe a bit too hot for them, but sassy kind of works. So, you sassy Sagittarians, this is a heads up, really, as to how you can manage the rest of April. So I'm looking at, it's the 13th of April today, looking up until the end of April as to what's happening astrologically and how it's going to influence you and your lives and how you might want to surf the energies. These are some very intense times. So what's in it for you? Well, we've got the lunar eclipse on the 15th, Tuesday the 15th, in 2 days' time. That is, it's like a full moon, but a really full-on full moon, where what you think about will really bring about, you know, it will be brought about, it will be brought right to your door, believe me. So you want to be aware of where your thoughts are going, because things are likely to just really take off quite quickly. Around the 23rd, so leading up from there up until the 23rd, things go exact with the grand square that's been lurking in the background since mid-2012, probably. Well, you know, different bits of it have been coming into view and then disappearing, but there's been this ongoing theme which is culminating on the 23rd, so that's a week later. And then on the 29th, we have the great big release of the solar eclipse, which is essentially a new moon, but there's a solar eclipse occurring in Taurus. So let's have a look at how these might be affecting you and also where you are in life at the moment. Because right now, I mean, I can see that lots of signs are really affected by the astrological position, you know, the positions of all the planets are really giving a lot of people a bit of a panning. And I can see that with Saturn in your 12th house at the moment, you're not as open and not as public minded as you usually are. Usually Sagittarians are out there sharing their ideas and being funky fresh as much as possible. But with Saturn going through your 12th house, you've been taking a little bit more time to yourself, you've been thinking things through to a much deeper level. Very introverted time indeed, where you've been noticing, you're in the process of noticing patterns that are occurring in your life and how maybe some of your thinking from, you know, that you developed years and years ago has really led you on your life and how it's affected you. So this is a time of you waking up to yourself a little bit and working out how you want to move forward, because obviously the patterns that have led you to places that you don't want to be in are the ones you're set to change. Great news is that from December, Saturn's going into your first house, so you'll be able to move forward quite quickly in, you know, restabilizing your life. Something else that's going on, which is pretty disturbing for you on many levels, but thankfully you're already sort of halfway through it. You've got Pluto going through your second house of money, the money that you earn, and also how you value yourself. So I imagine over the last few years, you've been thinking a lot more clearly about your earning capacity, about what your role, your job in life is, what is a job, what it is to have a job. But you've also been, you know, alongside the questioning about your belief systems, you know, from the Saturn and Scorpio thing, you've had a lot of time to realise how you value yourself and how to ask for more money. So money has been a very transforming thing for you, your resources. And I would imagine that over the last few years, you've made quite a bit and lost quite a bit and made some more. And then it seems that the moment it comes in, it's gone. So these are transforming times. And you're spending a lot of time and energy right now thinking about the magic formula that will work for you, that will sort it out. With that, it's making you feel quite lucky. You've got Jupiter going through your eighth house, which is to do with big changes. It's also to do with life, death, birth, and also other people's money. So you've been thinking long and hard. This would be a good time to actually ask for money from people, or ask for a pay rise with Jupiter going through your eighth house. But it's also a time when you're thinking about how big changes can affect your resources. You know, maybe if you change the way you live, you can afford your life a lot more easily. So these are quite big things to think about. It's quite a lucky time having Jupiter there, though it does expand on all the big changes that are going on. And here's the crux of it, and this is what's going down on the 15th for sure. You've got Uranus in your fifth house of creativity, giving birth to things, romance, sexuality, all sorts. Now, Uranus is a planet of surprise, sudden actions, unexpected things, eccentricity. It's almost like antennas that pick up on the trends around the world. And you, especially being Sagittarians, because I mean, you tend to be quite trendy in your thinking, and a bit far out at times. Not quite as far out as the old Aquarians, but you're not far behind. So having Uranus in your area of creativity is making you feel very creative, very passionate, and wanting to give birth to ideas. It's probably a time as well when sexually you can try out lots of new things, or it might be that you have a surprising sudden new romance, or a sudden new offspring. There's a lot of suddenness going on in anything that you give birth to right now. And with Mercury joining Uranus at the time of the total lunar eclipse, it could almost be a message of enlightenment. It could be that all of a sudden you become so aware of how much creativity you've got that you almost realise you can't fit it in your whole body, that you will burst if you accept it in. It's a very intuitive time for you, and a time that you should totally, you know, pick up on. Use the energies of the creativity rather than try and hold on to it and drive yourself insane. You need to get that energy, get that creativity out there. Do it now. And then opposite that, on the 15th, you've got the moon in your area of social networks, of communities, associations of the greater community. So not right on your doorstep, but the people out there beyond that, the people of the world, citizenship even. Now, you've got the North Node is currently in this area as well, and that's pointing at karma. And so you have an ongoing trend of feeling really connected to the rest of the world, feeling your brothers and sisters around the world. So it's a very interesting time. And for you, I think the secret to getting your creativity, your passion and your loving out into the world is to use the power of the social networks. And that's going to become so apparent around the 15th. One other thing I should say, the 11th house of social networks and stuff and other people, it also represents additional family members, so people that aren't from your family, like in-laws and stepchildren, and people from like your ex-partners and their children and stuff like that. So there could be some tensions highlighted around there between your own children and your steps or in-laws, so watch out for that. So they're the tensions that could be arising around the 15th. To the degree that you can resolve these issues and ride through them, and my suggestion for that would be to just be creative and mind your own business and consider your own peace and happiness, by the way. That would be my suggestion. But to the exact degree that you can cope with those energies emerging, you've then got the recurrence of it going on the 23rd. On the 23rd, the pattern goes exact. So you've got, although you haven't got the moon there, you've got Mars, and Mars is retrograde. So the ongoing dilemma of how you can be creative with your own offspring, your own passions, and communicate that and find resourcing through that is really highlighted for you. As problems go, it's not a huge one. It's not as big as the problems that lots of people are facing right now, because you've been going through change for quite a while. So, you know, you're no stranger to it, is what I'm saying. So just be really aware of the tensions of other people around you, in particular Cancers, Capricorns, Aries and Librans. Be there to support them rather than just get in their way or irritate them. You know, do what you can to help them. Use your Sagittarian humour to its best use. Now, the thing I'm most excited about for you is the 29th, the solar eclipse. So that's happening on Tuesday the 29th, and that is taking place in your sixth house. I had to count then. Sorry, I'm a bit tired at the moment. The sixth house of work and health and your day-to-day living. So whereas things have been quite chaotic for a while and you've been wondering about how to bring the money in, how to resource your life in a way that is integral to who you are, how you value yourself, and you've got all the concerns of your erratic and eccentric offspring, and by offspring I'm not referring to children necessarily, but the creative children that you're giving birth to, you know, it's been very difficult for you to find a way forward and make it all work, and it's created tensions at home, and it has had its effect on your health. But from the 29th, with a new moon, the solar eclipse in your place of health and work, I see you finding the solution that will work, especially in the short term, to help, you know, balance out some of those money's issues that are coming in. The new moon is actually going to be trine Pluto in your second house of money. So it bodes very, very well for you finding a financial solution, but also coming to a solution that works for your lifestyle. So getting some stability at home, feeling some stability in your energy levels health-wise, it's a very, very positive thing. And it's the start of a new moon cycle that will take us into the new moon cycle of Gemini, which will be representing a new emotional relationship start. So for those single Sagittarians out there, listen up. You know, use the new moon on the 29th to get as fit and healthy and as relaxed as possible, because the following new moon, although it's not a solar eclipse, will be very, very powerful for you in finding love and accepting loving invitations. Anyway, I'm hoping that's useful to you, Sagittarians. Have a really great rest of the month in April. Be lucky, be humorous, and be your sassy selves. Bye for now. Oh, before I go, just to plug myself, if you like this and want to know more, want this applied to your own unique birth chart, then drop me a line, get in touch. It's louisatanamunson@gmail.com, or you can also connect to me via astrologyboo.com. Take care and enjoy yourselves. Bye-bye.